Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of October 2023. And it is a busy time here at Camp Courageous, so let's get started. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated to the camp, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous had its board meeting this past Thursday, and they celebrated the 100th birthday of board member Merlin Holsey from Tipton. Merlin's been a great board member for years and years. Along with serving on the Camp Courageous board, he serves on many other boards, and he's a past senator for the state of Iowa. It's been a great week of campers here at Camp Courageous, with the majority of the campers coming from group homes throughout the state. Programs this past week include big thank you to Dick Newcomb and the Walcott American Legion Post 548, who invited camp down to give a program to their post. Along with that, they made a very nice donation to camp. Longtime supporters of camp, a big thank you to them. Also, the new Bettendorf Lions Club invited Camp Courageous down to give a program to their new club. And a big congratulations to them, and we wish them the best in their future. Friday, the Cedar Rapids Elks Club invited camp over for a program and to present a check. A big thank you to Roy and all of our friends there with the Cedar Rapids Elks Club. This coming Thursday, we'll be in Williamsburg giving a program to the St. Paul's United Methodist Church group, and a big thank you to them. Rentals here at Camp Courageous, anytime when the camp is not being used for campers, it's open to anyone from the general public to rent. We had Polo Plastics from here in Monticello, which is part of the MC Industries organization. We had individuals come from across the United States to meet here at Camp Courageous for 3 days of meetings. Wonderful group of people, and we enjoy them here at the camp. This last Sunday, we had the Pancake Breakfast and Open House here at Camp Courageous. A great turnout. A big thank you to all those people that turned out for that. A big thank you to the Eastside Big Band for performing in the Seal Barn. Had lots of tours. A lot of people did the zip line and played on the new Bud and Georgia Johnson Accessible Miniature Golf Course. At 12:30, we had the dedication of the miniature golf course. A nice turnout for that. A big thank you to all those people that were part of the team to make that possible for our campers, which includes Harris Miniature Golf Company, Hall & Hall Engineers, which includes John Larson, Dave Schmidt Construction, Musco Lighting, Vanestra Construction and Crane Service, Monty Plumbing and Heating, Carve Our Way, and the Camp Courageous facilities staff. Beautiful course, a great addition to Camp Courageous. What's going on right now in that area is we're building a concession stand area, and inside that is the bathrooms for the campers, and also in the concession area we keep all the golf clubs and balls and things like that. So that's being built right now. We're continuing to work on the nature trail, which will go over a mile in the new Pitcher Rocks area of Camp Courageous. After the nature trail, Camp Courageous will be working on plans for a new camper cabin. It's been 30 years since we've worked on a cabin here at Camp Courageous, and we've had a tremendous growth as far as campers. So 2024, Camp Courageous plans to begin plans for the 2025 new camper cabin designed for camp's older campers, victims of strokes, those with traumatic brain injuries, veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, and other groups. Each one of these campers will have their own room compared to the large rooms that we have now for campers. And inside each one of their individual rooms will be, for example, maybe a Murphy bed where their spouse or assistant can also be staying with them, especially for those that need 24-hour care. The 2023 Fiat 500 is out there, and there's raffle tickets available all over the place. If you'd like to have that car at an event in your area, just let us know. This weekend on Sunday, it'll be at the Hopkinton Car Show in Hopkinton, Iowa, and that'll be going all day on Sunday. If you're interested in buying tickets, you can win the car that way. If you're interested in helping Camp Courageous sell tickets, we're giving away a $250 gift card for Fairway for whoever sells the most tickets. And likewise, if you're a part of an organization like a Lions Club, a Rotary Club, an Optimist Club, there's also the opportunity as an organization to sell raffle tickets for us, and the winning organization wins a $250 gift card. Camp Courageous would like to congratulate our dear friend camper Jimmy Gibney, who is celebrating his 20th anniversary with the Wilson Avenue Hy-Vee. Jimmy started coming to Camp Courageous when he was only 11 years old. At the age of 20, he was enjoying Camp Courageous' Wilderness Trackers program. a week of camping, canoeing, and wilderness activities. Jimmy so enjoyed his time at Camp Courageous that now he wanted to give a young person the same opportunity he was given. So Jimmy annually has been saving his birthday money, along with any repurposing of tips, any extra money that he receives, and he saves that up and he provides a person with special needs the opportunity to come to Camp Courageous. Jimmy was fortunate to have a wonderful role model in his mother, Lisa Gibney Wright. Lisa has been involved in everything from Variety Club telethons to you name it. She's just a beautiful role model. One would be hard-pressed to find a nicer person than Jimmy. He's an inspiration to more people than he could ever realize. A big thank you to Jimmy for being such a good and caring person. Your story will warm the hearts of many. Jimmy's goal is to have his picture on the wall of the Wilson Avenue Hy-Vee as a 40-year employee. So good luck, Jimmy. We're all behind you. Camp Courageous is planning all kinds of special events as we roll into the month of October, and Halloween is right around the corner. We're having a special dance and activities for the campers during this month. So we're looking for all kinds of Halloween items. If you have costumes, candy, things to give out, those are the type of things that this month Camp Courageous could use. Anything Halloweenish would be much, much appreciated. This weekend, a number of Camp Courageous volunteers will be down at the Oktoberfest in the Amanas, serving out all kinds of liquid beverages with all the tips coming to Camp Courageous. So come join us. We'll be there all day Saturday. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.